Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Get more at 971talk.com.
They'd like to talk, but they should have done that before. I had 60 days, and they had 60 days, and on the 61st day, I said, we don't have a deal. They have to make a deal, and it's painful for both parties, but I'd say Iran is not winning this war, and they should talk, and they should talk immediately before it's too late.
And what would you say, in your opinion, what would it take for the U.S. to get involved in this conflict militarily?
I don't want to talk about that.
That's obviously President Trump there speaking out about what's going on with the negotiation. Things seem to have ramped up again overnight. We've got Jonathan Savage from Fox News Radio on the phone with us right now. And Jonathan, what is the very latest in Iran and Israel this morning?
Yes, the latest from Iran there's an explosion being heard in central Tehran, a loud explosion, and the black smoke is rising over the city. Now, Israel has claimed aerial superiority over the capital city of Iran. They say they've taken out Iran's air defenses and they're pretty much able to come and go as they please and conduct these strikes that are happening not just on Iran's capital city, but at military, nuclear, and other sites right across the country. Now, Iran has struck back at Israel. They've been able to land some blows with their drone and missile strikes overnight. We have an update from Israel's health ministry, which says 154 injured people were taken to Israeli hospitals last night and this morning, although none of them are in a life-threatening condition.
Wow. When you've lost your ability to protect your airspace, what are their options here? I read one report this morning that maybe Pakistan or China was sending them missiles. Have you heard any reporting on that?
Their options are absolutely limited right now. Allies in the region will probably be reluctant to get involved just in case the United States increases its own involvement in this. Now, of course, the United States has not taken part in these attacks against Iran. Their military posture in the region, we're told, is defensive. But there is growing speculation that the U.S. may assist Israel in some form, perhaps with providing the kind of heavy bunker-busting bombs that may be needed in order to tackle some of Iran's underground nuclear facilities. Of course, that is just speculation. President Trump has not confirmed that is on the cards. You heard him there asked what it would take to get the U.S. involved, and all he said was he didn't want to talk about that, rather than saying there's no chance we'll ever be involved, period. That wasn't his point of view, and perhaps we're reading too much into that.
Yeah, Jonathan Savage, our guest right now. I heard Pete Hegseth, the defense secretary, say that more assets are being moved into the region. Do we have any more details on what that means? Is it another carrier group? What do we know?
Yeah, the Nimitz Carrier Strike Group has been transferred to the CENTCOM, U.S. Central Command Area of Responsibility. In other words, it's being moved to the region. In Eastern Mediterranean, I think, is where that is headed to. We're told that's in support of U.S. national security objectives and to sustain the defensive posture and safeguard American personnel. They are underlining that at the moment, American forces are maintaining a defensive posture that hasn't changed, and their focus is on protecting American troops and interests.
Yeah, I don't know if I missed it or not, but do we have casualty totals yet, or new numbers this morning from Israel?
Not from Israel. There's still 24 dead as a result of the Iranian strikes. It doesn't appear as though there are any more casualties in Israel beyond those who were taken to hospital. We don't have new numbers either yet from Iran. The last was yesterday at 224, although some people who analyze the situation, especially human rights groups with a focus on Iran, say that they understand the casualty total there is much higher than 224.
Wow. Jonathan Savage, thanks for your reporting.
Thank you.
Yes, good to get him on here this morning. Wanted to try to get you an update. A lot of nervous people in the U.S. right now. A lot of them are people like Tucker Carlson, who said yesterday with Steve Bannon that he thinks Donald Trump is going to lose his MAGA base if he makes the mistake of getting the U.S. in a ground war with Iran or getting more involved in all of this. I don't think that's what's happening, but I do think the president believes in peace through strength, and I think you're seeing a little bit of a flex over there in the Middle East. If Iran can't handle Israel, they don't want any part of us. So maybe that's the message that we're sending today. Coming up, we're going to talk to the folks from Parents Defending Education, and we're going to talk about a school district that spent $9 million on equitable grading. Is that coming to your district soon?
Get more at 971talk.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.